care for the smile of health and true shave even before hand lotion presents Wednesday with you. Starring Nora Martin, Fred Martell, Leonard Seuss, his orchestra, and yours truly, Harry Von Zell. Like flies.
That's always been my trouble.
Well, girls are always after you, huh?
No, the flies.
Are you anxious to get back with Eddie Cantor on the program, Harry?
I don't know about that, Nora.
You don't?
No, I don't know about that.
If Cantor wants me, he'll have to meet my terms, you know.
Oh,
yes. There'll be no quibbling this time. I'm going to demand more money, there must be less rehearsal, and he'll have to give me more lines to read.
But Harry, Mr. Cantor was here last week. Why didn't you speak up then?
What, and get fired?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, now that the war is over, I'm going to ask Mr. Cantor for a raise.
What, and start another war?
Fred Martell and her fit so fast, follow me.
Long as stars are in the blue, long as there's a string of birds to sing, I'll go on loving you till the end of time. Long as roses bloom in May, my love for you. I'll be there for you, to care for you, through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for till the end of time. To care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you'll love and live for till the
You know, I've
I've been watching you. You've got a faraway look in your eyes. What's bothering you?
Well, I gotta think of the future. If Mr. Cannon doesn't give me that raise, I'll quit. Yeah, I think I'd like to work in a post office.
In a post office? What future is there in that? Look, kid, even after you learn the trade, can you open your own post office? No, it's against the law. Besides, you've got a job here taking care of the bookkeeping.
Oh, I finished that. I checked those books 5 times.
Good.
Yeah, we made a profit of either $18,250,000 or...
Or what?
We've lost $1.98.
How can there be... Leonard, there must be something wrong with your addition. Now, you got to be careful with those books, kid. Look what happened to my uncle. He worked in a bank, you know, but he loved the horses.
Yeah.
Oh, one day he borrowed a large sum of money from the bank and bet it all on a long shot, you
see. Did his horse win?
No, the favorite came in first.
Who came in second?
The bank examiner.
Well, how did your uncle come out?
He comes out in 20 years.
All right.
You have to be careful.
Yeah. I bet you made the whole thing up.
Now, how did he know I made
that? Yeah, I bet.
Well, I did, Leonard. You know, we would show a profit here if that Mr. Evelyn Trelawney would ever pay his bill.
Harry, I hate to correct you, but Mr. Trelawney is an Englishman.
Yeah.
And in England, a man's name is pronounced Evelyn, not Evelyn.
Evelyn, is it?
Yeah.
Well, now I know how Evelyn ran up such a big bill.
How?
Keeps ordering ham and eggs all the time.
Oh, Harry, that's a bad joke.
Yeah.
Oh. And here comes our bad risk.
Oh, well, I'll talk to him. Mr. Trelawney, sir, I'd like to have a word with you.
Righto.
Well...
Oh. That's clever. Remind me to have a word with you sometime. Cheerio.
I have a word right now that I don't think I'd better use.
Well,
cheerio. Look, Trelawney, let me get this straight now.
Righto.
Your bill here at the lodge is now $1,000. Now, are you going to pay or aren't you?
Deuce it decent of you, old fruit.
What's decent?
Oh, giving me a choice.
Look, Bud, you don't... Either you pay up this bill or get out. I don't think you've got the money.
Don't be a bore. No money? Why, my dear fellow, I'll have you know that if it weren't for a current insufficiency of adequate currency, I would be completely solvent.
What?
I'm broke.
You're a bum.
Righto.
That's what I thought. High-class bum. And to think that we put on a fox hunt just for you.
Fox hunt? Bah, fox. A bedlam of noise. You saw us screaming, yoicks. Mr. Seuss kept yelling, yoicks. Mr. Martell kept shouting, yoicks.
Well, in a fox hunt, what's wrong with yoicks?
I, Evelyn Trelawney, riding to the hounds with a bunch of yoicks.
Oh, I see. Don't think that'll ever get on the hit parade, Leonard. Leonard, you know, I've got a hunch that the only thing English about that guy Trelawney is the stuff he puts on the cue ball in a pool room.
Oh, I knew he was no good the minute I saw his monogrammed shirts.
Well, I wear monogrammed shirts. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. But Mr. Trelawney's shirts had somebody else's initials.
Oh, well, that shouldn't bother you, Leonard.
Oh, it doesn't bother me. They were your initials.
My shirts is... How do you like that bum? I'm going right upstairs and have a talk with that crook.
Talk with him? Why, with that phony accent, you can hardly understand what he's saying.
Yeah, he is the first guy I ever met who talks out of the side of his nose.
Can't understand it. Nobody could ever accuse you of that, Harry. You talk perfectly.
Oh, you really think so, Leonard?
Indeed, I do.
Oh, I don't know. It isn't how I say it so much as what I say that really counts.
Do tell.
Oh, thank you. I will.
So for old pigeon, and I so for old friend.
That's what I say, is an old so-and-so.
I shall never forget my greatest creation for that tall, handsome Gary Cooper.
Oh, him.
Yeah, there he stood all 63 inches of him. In my own exclusive one-piece desire. Coat, waistcoat, trousers, combined without a single stitch of that stuff.
What held it together?
Long zipper. And my sweaters are world famous. I made a crew neck sweater for Clark Gable, a V-neck tie for Raymond Long. And then I made a beautiful turtleneck sweater.
Well, who was that for?
A turtle.
Oh, stop it. Oh, Harry, this guy's crazy. Look, Trelawney, now listen, I'm going to give you a much better break than you deserve.
Well, there you are.
If you're really a tailor, maybe we can make a deal here. Now, Eddie Cantor's radio season opens September 26th.
It's a formal affair. Now, what do you think I should wear?
Well, the proper colors are most important.
Of course.
To be correctly attired, you should wear a black top hat, a white after tie,
mm-hmm.
and a green frock coat.
Mm-hmm. What about pants?
Oh, by all means. Oh, get out, get out.
How I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'd find all who love us.
Situation with that Trelawney guy. Look, he's going to make us 3 suits apiece for the money he owes us. You'll be here in a minute to fit us.
Gosh, Nora will sure be happy.
Nora? Well, what has Nora got to do with this?
Now I can give her back her slacks.
Oh, what?
Oh, there you are, Mr. Souse.
Souse?
I'll call and tell you how charmed I am at this chance of serving you.
Thank you.
It'd be quite a feather in your cap making clothes for us. Yeah, an orchestra leader and a great radio comedian. Of course, you've heard Mr. Von Zell on the air.
Well, I only tune in my wireless to hear Jack Booney.
Booney? You ever listen to Amos and Undy?
Oh, yes, of course. Which one are you?
Madam Queen.
Mr. Trelawney, perchance. Perchance.
You have a creation in mind for me.
Yes, I have a sweet ensemble.
Yes?
A coat and 2 pair of pants. And please note that you must wear these trousers with a belt.
Oh, I say, can't he wear Sue Spooner's?
Well, he may, but they sometimes rip off the batoons.
Batoons, that's a good
question. Well, you could always sew them back on with a noodle and prune.
I like a sports suit, Mr. Trelawney. But remember, I don't want anything too loud.
Not too loud. Very well. This suit is one of my most conservative models and was worn by Hollywood's best dressed men. Consists of red trousers, green vest, and a purple coat with just a dash of neon lights in the front.
Didn't you forget the bumper and the license plate?
What was that? What, and be conspicuous?
Oh.
Now, what manner of garment would you like, Mr. Von Zool?
Look, never mind that. What are you going to charge for these 6 suits?
Oh, my regular fee. 6 suits will come to 1,200 douleurs.
Douleurs.
But you only owe us 1,000. Can't you make one of those suits at 50?
Well, if you insist, Potter.
Never mind. Here's my check for $50 and we're even.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, wait a minute. What are you laughing at?
when you hear all that, when you wear that $50 suit in the rain, Mr. Van Zool, how it will shrunk up on you.
Oh! When you take that $50 check to the bank, how it will bounce back on you. Say, tell me, have you been doing lots of swimming?
Yes, I have, Harry.
Good. Taking long hikes, are you?
Every day, Harry.
You're not forgetting your setting up exercises.
No, Harry. But why are you so concerned about my athletic activity?
Well, Nora, by the time you get back to Hollywood, there'll be nylon stockings on the bargain counters, and you'd better be in condition, young man.
Harry, I've gotten along without nylons for 3 years, so I can wait a couple of months.
Nora, you mean you haven't been wearing nylons?
No.
Then what makes your legs look so soft and smooth?
Harry!
Well, it's true.
No, it's crochet.
I thought she'd never say it.
I always say it. It's a fact. I always use crochet, not only for keeping my hands soft and smooth, but for keeping my legs the same way. It's wonderful.
Nora, that's what I keep telling them on the radio. Crochet, I say, it's terrific. 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 Crochet, I say, it's terrific. I say, it's terrific. Crochet, I say, it's terrific. I say, it's terrific. I say, it's terrific. I say, it's... And it really is terrific. 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 For crochet is the beforehand lotion. And a really new idea in hand lotions that's designed to help guard your hands, to help keep them soft and smooth. You use crochet before you do dishes or tub undies, because crochet will help guard your hands even in hot, soapy water. Of course, you can use Touche as you use any other hand lotion, but remember, Touche gives you the added plus of beforehand protection when you need it. You'll find creamy, fragrant Touche really different. Really fragrant Touche really different. Really helpful for rough legs, knees, and elbows, as well as hands. So why don't you begin today to use Touche?